Nicholas Haysom heads UNAMA, the UN mission which has been in Afghanistan since 2002. He said this year has seen a record rise in the number of civilian casualties. People are also leaving the country, a migration he described as an exodus.
The current refugee exodus reflects the despondency of many Afghans. Afghans have clear memories of their recent but violent past. They face an opaque future and now keenly monitor their environment for signs of international disengagement or, hopefully, of domestic stabilization.
He said a clear signal of continued international support would mitigate the uncertainty fueling the flow of people from the country. Instability in Afghanistan is largely caused by insurgent groups such as the Taliban and ISIL. Coming from both within and outside the country, they're a direct challenge to the National Security Forces, the ANDSF. Zahir Tanin is Afghanistan's ambassador to the United Nations.
The ANDSF is at the forefront of defense of the country and security of the Afghan people. They present a bulwark against letting Afghanistan slip into the chaos and destruction of the vicious civil war as happened in the 1990s.
Peace, security and development are also being undermined by the illicit trade in opium and heroin. Last year, opium production brought in nearly $3 billion, according to Yuri Fedotov, head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC.
The rise in Afghanistan opium production over the last years has been accompanied by a sharp increase in local consumption, supporting and expanding evidence-based prevention and treatment services in Afghanistan, including for HIV, remains a major challenge. We similarly face difficulties with implementation alternative livelihoods initiatives.
Mr. Haysom, the UN envoy, urged regional leaders and the international community to prioritize support for Afghanistan. He repeated his call for direct engagement between the Afghan authorities and the Taliban. Talks which began in July are now on hold. Meanwhile, war-weary Afghans are, in his words, clamoring for peace. Deanne Penn, United Nations.